Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is...
Adolos. We're having a good time. I hope the people who are listening are having as much fun as we are.
But you know what it
is? Honestly, this is a program to share at the end of the day. So we have experts come on the chair. And then we have someone like Otto that shares. And no matter where it comes from, if it's a share, honestly, it's something.
I don't know where it comes from either.
I don't know either, to be honest with you.
And not to toot our own horn, though, but these guests were leaving today saying, oh, I love coming on. This is so fun. So, I mean, I think that's a kudos to both of you as well. It's really a.
Yeah, we're having a.
Now, in the last like 14 minutes, is there anything going on in town?
No, you know, town what? But I just quickly want to touch upon some of the. We never get through all the decluttering downsizing.
Okay, that's fine. Absolutely.
And I think they're so great because I personally love getting this sheet from her. So I believe she ended with, did she say calendars or we were just talking about calendars? She mentioned calendars.
Yes, and that's it. And getting gowns and tuxedos.
Right, so
we
gowns
didn't
and tuxedos.
We get to socks.
Yes. So, I mean, this is actually funny because that made me laugh because I think everybody can understand the sock thing because I really don't know to this day where, like, the missing socks.
Somewhere stuff. There's a washing machine with a lot of socks
in it. I don't
know.
I saw on Facebook, and this is a friend of mine, and she's maybe 40 years old, and she's not dating, and she says, how do people wind up with three or four boyfriends a year, and I can't even find the other sock?
It's true, though, but it's really something, because there comes to a point, you know, I'll hold on to it for a while. Because, like I say, I'm in a two-family house with my parents upstairs, my brother, so lunch. So there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of players.
Right.
So it can be. And just, so I'm like, all right, I'm going to give everyone the benefit of the doubt.
This is the socks you're talking about?
This is the socks. So I keep, like, a little bag. And I said, all right, I'm going to give it. Because sometimes it turns up, like, a week or two. My brother's, I'm like, where was the sock this whole time? But
that's a good question.
It's bizarre. Because it happened, I was, like, matching. I was doing laundry the other night. And I'm like, wait a second. I'm like, I think the match is here somewhere. So then you feel really good when you do find that match. So I'll give it like a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And then I'm like, it's time to go.
Yeah.
You know, and even like just socks with holes in it. Like, you know, I'm like, Jay, are we really, you know, has it really come to this?
Well, years ago, people actually, I remember my mother, you had this
like
thing you
it?
Put in the
I know
sock.
That, yeah.
Like a wooden
yep.
holder
yeah.
for the sock.
Yes.
And we actually donned socks.
Yeah. But luckily
no,
now.
No, I agree with that. I don't know where the world's gone. Everybody's a landscaper. When you think about it, like when I was growing up, you had to cut, I cut the grass for my parents.
Right.
And I don't remember anybody, and it was a decent neighborhood, anybody having a, now, nobody
it's
has
the
one.
World, the world. But, you know, so socks definitely, I think, you know, it comes to a point where you need to, because they really will build up value.
Very important.
She had mentioned the shoes, and this is something that I've actually gotten better with, too, because there's a time that I would hold on to these, and I'm like, and I left, because I'll run past my mom, and she's like, it looks bad. Like, you know, like I know you love it, but if it's worn, it comes to a point where it's like, get rid of it. And then I also have shoes that are really painful, and I'm like, why am I ever going to really, is it really that necessary? So it's definitely something, you know, Otto was saying, you know, shoes that have dust on them, you know, it might be a time to get rid of them. But the Tupperware, we were all laughing during the break because I think we all could realize this. Because and that's another thing, it's like a sock. Because
right.
It's like, I go and I'm trying to put away leftovers. Actually, it's happened to me this week. And luckily I don't have that much because I did do a recent like purging of Tupperware. But I'm still, there's this one lid that fits on nothing. And I have no idea why or where that
is. And then if you do any takeout meals at all, you get what's comparable to Tupperware.
Right.
And
I like those.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah,
but
I mean, we're not here to degrade Tupperware.
But. That's right. Nothing against Tupperware. It's a wonderful thing. But I think it's important to, you know, make sure you have, like, a lid for every thing. And then stop at that. All the extra lids are
another
really just
another barcode system for you.
Yeah, it's just, it's out of
Tupperware.
Control. It's really out of control. You know, and then appliances, too. Things that are broken or are not used. Definitely get rid
of them.
Do
you have a sewing machine?
I don't have a sewing machine.
No.
That was never, my grandma had like a really nice one, I remember, and that's the only thing.
Everybody
don't have
had a sewing machine.
Yeah.
I have a bill, believe it or not, from my mother in 1928 or somewhere around there, where she bought a sewing machine for $100.
Wow.
And it's the time installment thing that she used to buy this thing. So back when
$100 is that was
it was
number.
A lot of money. It was like buying a car back then.
You ain't kidding.
Right, for real. Yeah.
Yes. But she was a housekeeper for a family when she first came from Germany.
Okay.
In Minnesota, and I guess part of the deal was that she probably repaired clothing and did stuff.
Right.
So she bought herself a sewing machine. And years ago, everybody had a sewing machine.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And now it's like a bread box. Not everybody has one.
Well, yeah, they came back a little bit, you know. Some people, you know, these like little items kind of, you know, make a comeback.
Yeah, but nobody, I have a beauty.
But yeah.
Well, I mean, Singer sewing machine.
Yeah.
Singer sewing machine used to have stores all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. That's what my grand, and I remember being a little girl and thinking it was the world.
They still exist at all? Singer?
I imagine they exist.
Yeah, I just don't think they have like an actual
They don't have any
front.
Stores.
Right,
I think
you can
get it like online.
But they had stores. I remember people going for lessons to these stores.
Yeah, no, I agree.
You know? Yeah. You know, so, and then records, you know, Victoria and myself were talking about this too. I did like a purging because I had a lot of CDs. So there were certain ones that were sentimental that I refused to ever get rid of. So okay. I will, but you know, so it's just... It's finding that balance, you know? Getting rid of one is better than not.
But here's the thing nowadays with electronics and whatever mm-hmm. music system you want to use, you really don't need any of them.
I know.
Because you can get all
but
of them.
But you know what it is? See, and this is why I'm saying I liked the case that came with the pictures mm-hmm. that had the song lyrics, you know? So it was more than just the actual CD.
Song. Mm-hmm.
There was like, so, and I remember being little and like getting that and opening it, and I was like, oh my God, you know, it was like such an exciting thing.
I go back to before when they had two holes in the vinyl records.
Yeah, it's but it's
really
it's cool, you know. So there's certain things.
And then
the
45, and you know,
yeah, there's a whole
10-inch and 12-inch and
I like, you know, I mean, I like a record too for like decoration purposes also, but that's neither here nor there.
Technology waits.
You know,
for
they
no
said
one.
if your children are grown and you're holding on to a crib, a stroller, or a car seat, clearly I think it's time to go. You know, you don't need to like hold on to that.
Well, car seats especially because technology changes them.
That's a great point, Adam, because it's very strict now,
and
too.
And if something happened, you wouldn't be covered insurance-wise if you had the child in a wrong kind of seat.
Seasonal decorations, which this is something that I'm semi-guilty of.
Barcode.
If you haven't used it in 2 years, get rid of it. So that's something I've actually, you know, gotten better at. But the problem is I do find like a place for everything. So that's also I'm very crafty, so I will find a place to put that decoration. But it's definitely something, you know, there's some things I hold on to, and I'm like, why am I holding on to this? So, a piano, a treadmill, you know, just get rid of these things. Unless it's worth
unless
money.
You really use it other than for a coat hanger.
Yeah.
right, it's the truth.
But it's just these little tricks. And listen, no one's saying you need to do everything one day, but I think it's important to kind of take these tips and little by little, you know, spring is coming, the STOP programs are coming. April 27th and April 28th, they will both be at North Hempstead Beach Park. And this is really, we say this all the time, and I really believe it. It's a great opportunity for you to get rid of these things. You know, take these tips that we gave you and try and put them to use and get rid of some things, because they will take all different kinds of chemicals, aerosols, pesticides, thermostats, bulbs, batteries, TVs, computers, paint when it's dried out. You know, which is really great too, is my favorite part of it, is the shredding aspect of it. You can bring 6 banker's boxes and watch it be shredded, which is definitely something great. And then Big Brothers Big Sisters is there, and they take everything.
Now, I have a question.
Yes.
All right. Your paint can is supposed to be empty.
Yes, dried out.
Okay. Right. What do I do with the paint that is in the can?
No.
You don't have to. No, you can just
take
harden
the top
it in
off.
It. You just take the top off like
and let
a jar.
It sit for, I think it's like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, it's like
that
a jar.
2
yeah.
inches of paint
just
will be like
a
rock.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The top part will harden up.
Harden all
yeah,
through.
The whole thing will harden through, so you don't have to worry about it. You just
so,
bring that right
so
there.
So basically take the top off, let it air
yeah,
out.
You don't
if
have
you
to
want.
Take it like fully off either. As long as there's just some air getting in there, like,
it'll
you know,
hard.
It's pretty,
right.
yeah.
Okay.
Which I don't understand because it's still paint.
I know, yeah. I don't get it either.
So, but maybe when it's solidified, it breaks up and it's not
yeah, I think they just don't the want, like, you know, paint being, you know, thrown
just
all over
running
the
all
right.
over the parking lot or the trucks or the cars. Yeah.
But that's something
that's
really, too.
Guess.
And that's what I'm, because, like, you know, I was saying to my husband, we need to, you know, we gradually try and kind of organize and get rid of some stuff
paint
in the garage.
Is a, you know,
but it's because like, I'm like, well, you hold on to these things.
I may use that paint that I used 12 years ago.
It's right, like, right, oh, well, the color and then the
and
map,
I do
but I'm
all
like,
in my power to resist painting now as it is.
But it's true, you know. It's just, and it comes to a point where it's like, And
how about
time
a nice brush that's hard as a rock?
Because God, I know, because it's just never.
Because you didn't do anything.
So you've seen like what my dad has in the garage, apparently. Yeah. But it's really important to, like I said, no one's saying you need to get rid of everything all in one shot, but it's important to kind of, for your own self, you feel better doing it.
I agree, 100%.
It's good for your mental health. It's good for, clarity. So it's something important to do. Tomorrow, tomorrow, yes, is the March 2nd polar plunge that Otto
John Lafayette.
He's Otto's
what time you going?
Topic.
Around 10:30.
Yeah.
10:30. It'd be over then.
And it benefits the Special Olympics. It begins at 10 a.m. registration. See? It's really a great reason to, if you are daring enough, it goes to a great cause and it's really a fun thing to do. So,
I
or you can
John
go and
would
watch
be
it.
A natural.
I'll be like that guy at the Pink concert.
I love that joke. Yes, he's actually called the Fat Jewish, who is the creator of Wonderful Rosé. When John said that it looked like him, it really just makes me laugh. Just even thinking about it just cracked me up. But so it's a great thing. Call 311 to get more information about that. I also want to give a special shout out. This week, we had the supervisor came over to our department to honor the wonderful group Blankets of Love.
Oh, okay. I saw that.
Who really, the blankets they made are absolutely stunning. And the time and the effort that they put into it and the camaraderie of that group, it was so lovely. And it was really one of those moments that it was just an amazing thing. And they're donating that to Bethany House, which is wonderful. So that's 14 blankets they already made this year. CarFit is coming up. Save the date, May 31st. If you are still driving, you can get this 12-point CarFit checklist, and it's a wonderful thing. You adjust your mirrors, everything.
A new thing came up at the New Hyde Park Advisory meeting.
Oh, wait, we have 7 seconds.
And that is that there's electronics now that are in all the new cars that people really don't know what to do with.
Okay, and that's done. And you've been listening to 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone.